Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Instead of being willing to sacrifice you, he was willing to sacrifice himself. And that is the God kind of love. Now, all Christians know we're supposed to love each other. They know that in their head. But there is gross ignorance in the body concerning what this love really is. And then how to do it. So now for weeks we've been on the subject. And we're camping on it and we're getting it. Aren't we? Getting what? How to keep the love commandment. How to do it. Everybody said out loud, I'm learning how.
I'm learning how.
I am taught of God himself.
I'm taught of God himself.
He is teaching me how to love my brother. He is teaching me how to keep the command. It'd help us to keep reminding ourselves, what is love? Love is not a feeling. This is one of the biggest misconceptions. It's what people say, I love you, you know, I'm in love with you, and then later I'm not in love with you. Why? I don't feel like I used to. Well, they never knew what love was. Love is not a feeling. Love is many things, but let's condense it to this for right now. Love is a person. God is love. He's not just a feeling now, is he? And love is a command. The word command means order. It's an order. If something's an order, it's not a suggestion. It's not volitional. You know, you can't just decide if I want to or not. It's not optional is the word I should say.
Right.
If it's an order, it's not optional.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. If it's an order, it's not optional. Do you have an option whether you love your brothers or not?
No.
What if you don't like them? Still have to love them.
Yes.
How can you love somebody you don't like? You can. It's an act of your will, right? It's a decision to obey the order. You can love people you can't stand being around. You can love people that have been mean to you. You can love people that have hurt you and it's got nothing to do with your feelings. It's an order. Now, if you're a Christian, you're not your own Lord. You're not your own head. How many have confessed and said, Jesus is my Lord? Well, then that means he's the boss. Right? He's the head. If he is your Lord, then you don't run your life. He does. If you're still running your life, then he may be your savior, but he's not really your Lord. Well, your Lord, the head of the church, gave you an order. Gave you an order, gave you a command. What did he tell you?
Love.
I command you. Love one another. How? As I have loved you. The Bible said he loved us while we were still his enemies. He loved us and gave himself. We were not giving him warm and fuzzy feelings. Mankind rebelling against him, running away from him. And even though that was happening, he loved us. And gave himself for us. So can we keep the commandment?
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Are you willing to commit to do it? Yes. Even before you understand how, it's an act of faith. Say it out loud, everybody. Say it out loud, I've been commanded to love my brother. And by faith, I'll do it as he helps me, as he shows me how. I'm willing to do it. In Jesus' name, I'll do it. Now, if we don't do it, we're in disobedience. We're in rebellion against the command, but we're not rebelling against him. We're willing to do it, and we're learning how to do it. We've already covered some ground. How many can remember some of the things we've seen already from the scriptures? How to love one another. What was the first one? Love prefers. What does prefer mean? Choose one thing over another. Love will prefer you and choose you over itself. Secondly, what does love do? Love does no harm. The scripture said to its neighbor, that's whoever you happen to be around. Now we're not through with this one. I'm going to get to it some more as the Lord would help us. But a big part of this is simply being aware. I know as Phyllis and I have grown up some in the Lord, you become more aware of the effect of your words and actions on others. You know, the Bible talks about words, actually in Psalms and Proverbs, compares words to arrows. Have you read it? Compares words to arrows. And it talks about how words can hurt and pierce like an arrow, or words can heal. Words, life and death is in the power of the tongue. But think about this. People get mad, people get hurt, people get upset and just say stuff, don't they? And then later feel bad about it and later repent and try to make it right, but don't realize you've already shot somebody. You know, I had a friend a while back give me one of these compound bows. These razor tip arrows. These things are lethal weapons. And what if I came in today and I got this compound bow and I got me a bunch of these razor tip arrows and I'm mad. Somebody has rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm so mad, I'm so upset, I come in and I'm foaming at the mouth. So I just get me some arrows and I go, I am so mad, I am mad, I am mad. And then I cool off and I look up and you got an arrow sticking out of you. You got an arrow and you got an arrow. People are going, ah, oh, I'm hit. And I said, oh man, I'm sorry. I wasn't aiming at you. I wasn't aiming at you. I wasn't trying to shoot you. Yeah, but you shot. You still shot. Words are that way. How many know as long as I got my hand on the string, you're not shot. I'm in control. I can let it off. But the moment I let that thing go, it's out of my control now. I can't get it back. I can go, oh, well, come back. Too late. It's going to hit its mark. As long as those words are just in your mind, you got your hand on the string. When you let it out of your mouth, you can apologize, you can try to repent, but it can have already found its mark. And love does no what? It does no harm. Does no harm, no damage to whoever it's around. So if we're going to keep this command, we've got to get a hold of our mouth. Right? And not, it's no excuse to say I got mad. I didn't mean it. I got mad. Yeah, but they're still shot. I got upset. I didn't mean it. Yeah, but they're still shot. How many remember Jesus said, you'll give an account for every idle word that you speak? What does that mean? You didn't mean to say it. You didn't mean to do it. But you know, one of the worst feelings is to realize the devil has used you to hurt somebody. So that's a blatant violation of the love command. We got to get a hold of ourselves and not be carnal, weak. Anybody can get mad and say stuff and do stuff. And then you got people that beat up their spouse and beat on their kids. And they just got too mad. They couldn't help it and they didn't know what they were doing. You know, 200-pound guy gets mad, beats up his wife, it's half his size, and he's sorry, he just couldn't help it. You take that same guy and put him around half the defensive line for a pro football team. And get him real mad. And some way or another, he keeps from slapping them. Well, you can get him real mad and he don't jump on them. Why? People do what they can get away with. It is no excuse. I got so mad I couldn't help myself. That's a lie. I said that's a lie. Now, if you've been yielding to temper for years, yeah, you can get so used to yielding, you'll do it before you think about it. But it's because you've done it for so long. But you can change. I said you can change. And love does no harm, no hurt, no damage to anybody. When you come through, people ought to be better off after seeing you than before, not worse. People ought to be better equipped, more able to handle the day after seeing you than worse off. People ought to be glad to see you coming instead of dread to see you coming. Said out loud, I'll walk in love. I'll not hurt people with my words and my actions. Lord, help me. Love does no harm. What else does love do we talked about? Love covers the multitude of sins. Love will not remember your past failures and past mistakes and won't bring them up to you. If you really have repented and it's behind you and you've changed, how many know love himself, God, who is love, has said, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. We read where he said, they will not be mentioned to you. And it is devilish when people really have repented and they've put something behind them to keep bringing it up to them. And get upset and get in arguments and start rehashing and bringing stuff up that happened 10 and 15 and 20 years ago. That is completely unchristian. It is disobeying the law of love. If they really have repented, you should not bring it up again. Now, some people don't want you to bring it up, but they haven't repented. They're still doing it. Well, no, we got to deal with that. But if it really has been dealt with, God's not going to remind you of your sins and failures and mistakes, so you should not remind others of theirs. Love covers the sins, love won't remember your sins, and love won't remind you of them. See, love doesn't want you to look bad. Love doesn't want to embarrass you or make you look bad in front of other people. Love will protect you. Love will cover. Love will forgive. Love will forget.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Lays Down Its Life, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106F. That's R1106F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.